Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We are studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and welcome to Friday of the first week of Advent. This is number 6. For unto us a child is born. Isaiah 9:6. Let's pray. Lord, I love this passage we're going to study. It just drips with God's graciousness towards us. Thank you again for this child you brought to us, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. Amen. We know that the personage Isaiah introduces in verse 6 is the Messiah, since verse 7 clearly states that he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom. But this is clearly no human child. Since he is described as mighty God, everlasting Father, it becomes obvious that he is a divine child. Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." When will he come? How will it happen? We're not given all the details here, but we are assured that Yahweh Almighty will bring it to pass in his time. Let's look at the titles of this son. Counselor is Ya'as, advise, counsel, purpose, devise, plan. In Isaiah 11:12, we're told that the spirit of counsel will rest upon this Messiah. Thus, the child who is to come, on whose shoulders the government of the world shall rest, is the one whose plans, purposes, designs, and decrees for his people are marvelous. Wonderful is Pele, wonder. In the Bible, the root Pele refers to things that are unusual, beyond human capabilities. As such, it awakens astonishment in man. This son will possess counsel to be wondered at. As the wisdom of Solomon amazed people in his day, do you carefully listen to him for your counsel? And then mighty God. God is the generic El, God, divine being. Mighty is Gabor, mighty, strong, valiant, mighty man, often referring to the heroes or champions among the armed forces. Together, the words may mean something like warrior god or perhaps hero. This child is identified with Yahweh himself. Sometimes we think of gentle Jesus, meek and mild. But this figure portrayed here is a powerful, active, militant conqueror. My mind goes to John's vision in the book of Revelation, where Jesus appears as conqueror. I'm reading Revelation 9:11-12-16. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword, with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here we see the mighty warrior in all his strength and glory. Everlasting Father. Father is Ab, as in Abba, Father. We see God referred to as Father only twice more in Isaiah. In addition, there is a scattering of references elsewhere in the Old Testament, but in Jesus' mouth, Father is common. He is not only Father, but everlasting Father, one who is always alive, present, past, future. If everlasting Father refers to Jesus, how can he be both son and father? Son and father are used as technical terms in the New Testament, as well as our doctrine of the Trinity. To import them back into Isaiah and expect them to be used in exactly the same way is asking too much. The point that is made here, however, is that this child, this son, will be divine. He is very closely identified with Yahweh himself. That is the theological sense, but in a functional sense, Young notes that he is the one who is eternally a father to his people. Now and forever he guards his people and supplies their needs. The concepts of fathering and shepherding a people are very close to each other. Jesus' statement, "I am the good shepherd," captures the heart of this idea. And then, Prince of Peace. Prince is Sar, not the son of a monarch, but a chief leader. Prince, chief, captain, ruler, governor, keeper, chief captain, steward, master. Peace here is shalom. The general meaning behind the root shalom is of completion and fulfillment, of entering into a state of wholeness and unity, a restored relationship, encompassing the ideas of peace, prosperity, wellness, health, completeness, safety. So the Prince of Peace is the chief bringer of reconciliation, peace, fulfillment, and wholeness. He is master of this entire realm. If you want an all-encompassing peace, you come to him. We'll see what this peaceful kingdom is like later on day 13. Isaiah has been talking about the horrors of war, every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood. War has succeeded in breaking the yoke of the oppressor from Israel's shoulders. God's people have been troubled, but he is sending a son, a divine child, the Messiah, who will restore his people fully. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the child whom Mary cradled in her arms and sang to sleep, this child Jesus. Our discussion question is based on Isaiah 9:6. Paraphrase in your own words the amazing titles given to Jesus in Isaiah 9:6. How should knowledge of his titles affect our relationship to him? Let's pray. Father, we marvel that the tiny child in Mary's arms is this wonderful counselor, this mighty God, this everlasting Father, this Prince of Peace. How can it be? So tiny and yet so powerful. Jesus, keep me from trying to lower you to my level as a buddy and equal. Rather, let me honor you in all your majesty. I am amazed that you have chosen to call me friend. In this wonder, I pray, in your holy name. Amen.